Another concern is that this level of permission is so temporary that if it isn't handled quickly and well, it disappears. That's why the second best thing to do, after selling some fries, is to figure out how to upgrade this permission into something higher. Flight attendants, for example, have the ability to sell passengers on enrolling in a frequent flyer program. Thus, the airlines can leverage their few moments on the intercom into a multi-year, controlled marketing campaign. Fast food restaurants can sell a birthday club. Dentists can sell a health maintenance plan. When you call a newspaper to suspend your subscription while you're on vacation, they can ask to upgrade you to automatic subscriptions via charge card billing. There is a sixth level of permission, although it's not really permission at all. It's down at the baseline level, the zero point, the place where every interruptive marketer starts. It's called spam. There's no permission here. Many marketers who do targeting assume that just because an advertisement is relevant, it's not spam. I beg to differ. Most marketing is spam. TV ads are spam. But infomercials, surprisingly enough, aren't. Direct mail to strangers is spam. So are radio ads, and the king of all spam, junk email. It's called spam because of a Monty Python sketch in which everything on the menu includes spam, a rather odd form of canned meat, in case you didn't know. In the sketch, eggs and bacon come with spam. Baked beans come with spam. Even the spam comes with spam. And the comedy troupe sings the word spam over and over again to mock the ridiculous notion of forcing spam onto every table, whether you want it or not. Junk email is the king of spam because it doesn't cost anything to send, literally. A spam marketer online can send 5 million unsolicited commercial email messages for about $50. Given the super low cost, any marketer with the guts to withstand the hatred of millions can make money with virtually no investment. Online users realize that uncontrolled spam would mean the end of the internet as they love it. Email would cease to function. In a friction-free world in which there is no cost associated with the ever-increasing clutter, the clutter would soon become overwhelming. Marketing messages are going to continue to get cheaper as the number of media channels increases. The cost of printing will continue to become less important as electronic media use increases. With an infinite number of websites and an infinite number of cable TV channels, there will be an infinite number of interruptive ads, and the permission marketers will win. It's clear to me that the most important part of the permission troika, anticipated, personal, and relevant, is anticipated. And spam is not just unanticipated, it's dreaded.